is.
I am not a morning smoker, you know, by...
Or person.
You know, well, that's true. I'm not a morning person either.
I woke up next to you before.
Oh, boy. I just... I don't know what to say about that.
Hey, you guys were there.
That was story time.
You guys were there. Let's just be real.
Thinking, we're not going to go down that line. Okay, so...
Shout out PCA.
But the... So I was like very determined. I'm like, okay, so this is something I'm finally going to try with coffee. And I had roasted up one of my favorite coffees, a coffee that I've had an awful lot of. And so instead of me concentrating on what's happening with the coffee, I was like, I just need something that I know that taste profile.
So Kirkland.
I'm really kind of waiting for the cigar to kind of come along and enjoy it. So
shout out Maxwell House.
I actually, you know, I paired this with
little Folgers.
It is Indonesian. It's called Bali Blue Moon is the name of this bean. And it's one of my favorites. I've had it, you know, probably well over the last 5 years on routine and basis and several different crops and different, you know, roasting, you know, profiles. And so I knew that that was the right thing to just simply not get in the way.
How do you have a different roasting profile? Don't it just go in a basket and you flip it?
Negative. Not even close. So you are not invited to any of the coffee shows.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you should go back and listen to our Coffee 101 episode.
Maybe I should.
You know,
maybe
so I that should. You'll sound
wherever you find
semi-intelligent, being on Sips, Suds, and Smokes.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a
you're
coffee
definitely
bean
not
head.
A coffee bean nerd. That is correct. Yeah. I would never use that term around you.
Yeah.
So
if it ain't 5 o'clock, it ain't mine.
I understand that your traditional pairing with Dunkin' by 9 p.m.
Don't you knock Dunkin' coffee? That's great.
Probably your traditional pairing. But
I'm more of a Tim Hortons guy.
Not going to pick at that, you know, too hard you know, a global radio show. But anyway, So absolutely ruined, you know, the world-class bean. I walked away from the whole experience going, you know what? I have taken a concerted effort to finally have coffee with a cigar, and it just completely ruined the coffee experience completely. And I was like, wow, if this is a really good idea of a pairing, I'm waiting. You know, if you have a really good bean to suggest that I pair, you know, with a cigar, I am all ears, man. I will listen. If it does not rhyme with the words Dunkin' Donuts, I will be okay.
Well, listen. Have you tried?
Oh, dear.
Starbucks?
If you say the word hazelnut, I'm going to stab you.
Was it Cafe International?
Well, listen, let's get to Justin before we cut out to break here. What'd you think of this Maduro here, Justin?
So, great construction, flavor stayed lit. It had a complicated foot, and it paired well with Blackjack at the Hard Rock.
Indonesian at Bali Blue Moon.
The server hadn't brought me anything yet. It would have been a Heineken, but didn't happen yet.
All right, man. So what are we going to rate it? We got a 4.
All right.
Thank you for that rating. That was a good one. And we're going to take a break here shortly and go over some of these ads that you really need to purchase.
I did think this held up well in the overall product line.
I did too.
Yeah. I would, as long as it has enough smoke.
Smoke detected.
Oh, yeah, it's got sure.
Just keep it away from my Bali Blue.
Yeah, right?
For sure.
We'll be right back.
Don't touch my coffee, man.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, and keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
And welcome back from the break. I really hope that you purchase whatever that we talked about.
Buy it now.
You got to buy it. If we're talking about it, you need it. That's for sure.
Paging HR to conference room number three. Number three.
So we just went over the Escobar Maduro and we gave it a 4.
Magnificent.
See, I'm learning to wait for that. I'm horrible about not waiting for that magnificent there at the end, but Benjamin keeps holding my mouth closed until it's done.
Staple gun do you use?
Yeah.
I use 14, yeah.
It's a pneumatic stapler.
Yeah. It's a feed bag, actually.
Right. I'm waiting till blood drawn.
So Escobar has an LE, and I'll be going over that. It's called the Ultra Black. So they say, to find the crown jewel of the Escobar cigar line, we have been searching the cigar landscape for several years, trying to find the perfect blend that true cigar aficionados would clamor for. Our aim is to show a cigar to the cigar world that we mean business, and when it comes to the ultra premium cigars, our Ultra Black is the limited edition cigar made with the finest 5-year aged tobacco that comes in at a 6 7/8 by 54 ring gauge or girth.
Today we're going to be demonstrating how to measure girth. Girth is a very important measurement when determining sizes. First, take your tape measure, place it at the center of the shoulder, bring it down through the crotch and back up again, making sure it's going over the widest part.
Oh! So the company that they partnered with was a dream come true, EPC. So it's Ernesto Perez Criollo. I'm sure I'm saying that wrong.
Carrillo.
That's who they went with the blender, master blender for this. It says a storied cigar company whom has won Cigar of the Year from Cigar Aficionado twice in the last 4 years. Over the celebrated history of EPC has been manufacturing cigars, they've won every award there is to be won in the cigar industry. The knowledge is second to none. Mastery of the cigar craft is could be considered arguably the best in history of cigar making. Sorry, I'm butchering this. I was around a cat earlier and really messed my allergies up. But when it came to time to select a blend, we were fortunate enough to have EPC allow us to release a blend that they've been holding on to for a special release of their own. The cigar is guaranteed to blow you away, and we are honored to be the ones releasing the special, very limited release cigar to the world. I smoked a couple of these Ultra Black LEs both times on the golf course. Once on the golf course and once at home. I like this cigar. I think it's got the complexity that I like. I don't have the binder filler wrapper right in front of me right now, but it is got that spicy overtone with that subtle and that smooth creaminess to it. And it's got the smoke that we like.
Did you say smoke?
I did say smoke.
Smoke detected.
Holy smokes!
The burn was well. The construction was well. I didn't have any canoeing or any issues with it. Both times I've smoked one, it's been a good experience for me. Justin, what do you think?
So I preferred the Maduro to this one. I expected more out of it. Construction was good. It lit, but it didn't stay lit. Had a Heineken with it. So it was kind of a neutral product to have with it. I love these kind of cigars normally. This one just didn't hit it for me.
Yeah. Mike, what about you?
I have decided to dial up our crack research team, otherwise known as Bubba down in the basement.
Yeah.
And he got back to me. I said, what's in this cigar? He said, well, there's tobacco in it.
Yeah. That's said, about right.
Cool. I said, that's awesome. I said, well, why don't you talk to your cousin Earl, ask him what kind of binder filler is this? And he goes, hey, well, Earl's dead.
Yeah.
I got to figure it out. So finally, after this engaging conversation, I found out the binder filler wrapper.
There you go.
So the binder is Nicaraguan, and the filler is Dominican Republic.
There you go.
And the rapper is Mexican San Andreas, yep. Maduro. How about that? Thank you for coming on by. I even thought the way that Justin was describing it, I found myself comparing this, you know, directly to the Maduro, you know, itself. And, I think it's very natural, having, you know, almost an identical, you know, profile.
But at the same time, it had that same profile as the Maduro, but that San Andreas that we had talked about when we were discussing the Maduro, like, that San Andreas just kicks it up for me.
Well, it actually kicked it down for me, you know, with this. And, sure. You know, I found myself, you know, in some compare and contrast, you know, train of thought to say I actually like, you know, the Maduro better. I think combined with, you cannot find this stick.
Yeah.
It is just so hard because it just got so much attention and was, you know, rated exceptionally, you know, by, you know, some other media outlets. And I think I got frustrated with, you know, the thought of, you know, chasing this down. I mean, it's not a terribly expensive stick. I thought it was very well priced, but, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, you're on your 15th call going, hey, do you have these? Hey, do you have these? Hey, do you have these? Hey, do you have this? And, you know, it's like, wow, yeah. You know, am I searching for, you know, fairies that, you know, dance, you know, only twice a year, you know, or.
Yeah, those are hard to find.
Yeah.
Fairies in general.
But, you know, yeah. I did find the construction, you know, probably superior to this. And this was one of the sticks in this product line that didn't have that big booming smoke.
Holy smokes!
You know, it was back to, you know, probably what I would consider a bit more in line. And so when I look at, you know, the construction versus flavor, I would have to say I'm going to give the LE, you know, probably a heads up with that. And actually enjoy, you know, the Maduro itself in terms of flavor. But for construction, I actually like the LE. I don't even think I touched the burn line once with this.
Yeah.
This thing was a tank from a construction perspective, for sure. Right? Like stacking dimes, this thing burned clean and straight all the way through. Now, compared to that Maduro, because I found myself in that same train of thought as Mike, it being very similar in look and feel to the Maduro, the complexity on this was actually punched up a bit for me.
Yeah.
Which had me enjoying the limited edition a bit more. I think that now knowing that some of those fillers are Dominican definitely is kind of what kicked that up. For me, I smoke a lot of tobaccos out of the Dominican Republic, and they bring about this, like, just, you know, you can tell it's a different region, right?
Sure.
And so that experience for me put this, you know, at the top of the list from Escobar Cigars.
Yeah.
Not to mention, I do tend to like the Carrillo line of smokes. And so knowing that this collaboration was happening also piqued my interest walking into it.
Just on par.
And something, you know, that if I could, you know, if you find another one, it's definitely worth picking up. Yeah. A couple of them, keeping them around.
For sure. And the price point for all their line actually is not terrible.
These are one of the cigars, you know, that never a bad idea to just have a few in the humidor, right? Because they are priced right.
Yeah. You're going to go for anywhere from 10 to 15 bucks. I think the LE is probably 16. 25. Is it 25? I was going to say, I thought it was like 18 bucks or something. But yeah, even at 25 bucks, I mean, for a higher end EPC, you know.
Yeah, like I said,
it's a great cigar.
It is a bit of us, you know, some patience and smiling and dialing. But yeah, I mean, definitely at the end of the day, would I buy the Maduro over the LE? Yeah, you know, for sure. But, well, let's read up this and then kind of talk about the line a bit.
Yeah. So what do we got here? What do you got? Hold it up, Justin.
He's looking for your thumb.
All right. Well, I guess what are we going to get? We meet in the middle? Meet at his rating?
Yes. Sure.
Yep. We'll go with a 4.
Magnificent.
I think for me, what might have pushed that cigar over the edge and made it a just a banger of a cigar, but it's a good cigar in itself, but just a banger, would have been
a lot more leather.
A smaller, maybe a Petite Lancero.
Oh, jeez. No.
If only.
I thought you were going to say a one putt, but anyway, no. I know that's definitely not in the offing.
We all
you.
Know Petite Lancero is my favorite size.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think I found myself waiting for some more diverse flavor profile. It's almost like it was too close to somebody having, you know, very common binder filler, and then just exchanging the wrapper out, you know, across a lot of different things. Out of the product line, I would definitely go back to the Maduro. It was good bang for buck. There's a lot of head nodding in the room that, you know, yeah, are agreeing with that statement. I don't know. I just, for the, some of the others, I just, you know, if I was, you know, probably at a cigar bar and maybe that was my only choice, you know, I wouldn't cringe, you know, at the thought of some of the other ones. But, you know, I do think that, that Maduro is definitely worth coming back around, and I can see that this whole line evolving,
yeah,
know, over time to actually get better with time.
Right. You know, for I think sure. This was their second year in, maybe.
Yeah.
And that, so
yeah,
like it's,
it feels very sophomoric.
Yeah, yeah, I'm really excited to see what's going to happen moving forward and watching closely. You know, Morgan is local here in Nashville. He's one of the owners. He's here in Nashville. Shout out, Morgan. What's up? Thank you for helping us get this product line in and get us everything to us to so that we can share what we think to the world.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm really interested and in going to watch them closely to see what they come up with next.
Any pairings?
So what did you guys pair with? Yeah, let's hear. Obviously, it was your favorite coffee. So and it was so we had the favorite coffee, and then you had what, air after that? You put,
yeah,
with air?
Yeah.
Just a deep breath.
Yeah, just a. Well, Justin, what did you pair with, buddy? Other than Heineken,
I had this at a interactive establishment with a Heineken.
I believe there's another term for an interactive establishment.
Right? Were you trying to catch shrimp in your face?
Just don't try the clam dip.
You stop puffing right now. It's too much smoke.
Oh, man.
Holy smokes.
What about you, Benjamin?
It's still been a bit unseasonably warm here, even though it's technically fall.
I love it. I love this weather.
Right? Yeah, no, I'm here for it. Been a lot of cold brew in my life recently, so I was on the
did that
coffee
come out with
train
your boots and your
as
vest,
well.
Sweater vest?
I would not recommend this with Indonesian
volleyball. It everything matches a pumpkin spice latte.
Okay,
burger,
okay. I'm just
no,
saying.
It does, yeah, not. This is, do not use those words.
Yeah,
on
PSLs,
the show.
Dude. Let's,
no.
Pumpkin latte, the diabetic's best friend.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. But yeah, cold brew, specifically because of the concentrated flavor of the coffee, tends to kind of help you blind some of the bigger, bolder flavor profiles of cigars in general. And so you can kind of pick up on the nuance a bit. And yeah, and this is definitely one of those things that is obviously very subjective. But the cold brew was spot on, from a pairing profile.
I have a really hard time with cold brew. So my problem with cold brew is
because you're using Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Well, no, I've had cold brew a lot of different places, a lot of my travels.
Wait.
I wish to register a complaint.
That's right. That's
absolutely
right.
Absolutely. Thank you.
I have it's either it's really good or it's terrible.
Do you make your
like,
own?
There's no
or
in
is
between.
It, out of the grocery store.
No, I go to coffee shops.
Do you stir right to left or left to right?
Occasionally. I'll get a cold brew.
I think clockwise makes, yeah, all the difference.
You know that brewing hot coffee and pouring it over ice cubes isn't cold brew, isn't, right?
That's not how it works?
No, not even close.
Well, maybe I should listen to Coffee 101.
I had one constructive, you know, pairing to offer up. So I did have the Connecticut with rum.
I actually had it with a...
he's assuming I don't have constructive things to pair with.
Oh, yeah. Classic. You're about to head down the path of talking about coffee. You know, no, I do think I like rum in general with a lot of cigars.
Yes.
And I have such a broad range of rums, you know, that I go to. Actually went after a plantation rum that I had that it was like a 20-year plantation rum. And it was actually a very good pairing. It worked really well with that Connecticut. It kind of tamed, you know, a bit of that, you know, big booming smoke.
Smoke detected.
That, you know, actually, we didn't have big booming smoke with the Connecticut. I forgot. So, but overall, I actually thought that it elevated that Connecticut.
So, interesting enough, I also paired some of these with rum.
Oh. Captain Morgan?
No, actually. There was some Foursquare and a couple others that I tried and that were fantastic with these. I thought the sweetness of the rum really pulled out the spice of the cigar.
Malibu coconut. Good call.
Yeah, sure. For again. Sure. Yeah. Talk about cranberry vodka. Yeah. But, you know, I also pair with coffee. So I'll pair with a coffee or, you know.
Shout out Folgers.
Coffee and coconut.
Yeah, that's right.
Winning.
That's awesome. Well, love it or hate it, this is what we think today. So this is really great stuff. And I want to thank everybody for coming and listening to us. I want to thank our host today, good old boy Justin.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to be here.
Good old boy Mike.
Hey, thanks for joining us for this episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes. Pick another episode to listen to as well from our back catalog. I will ask you to keep on sipping.
Good old boy Benjamin.
Good to be here, Justin. Good to see you. Smoke them if you got them.
And as for me, good old boy Barger, I'm going to wish you good afternoon, good evening, and good night. And keep on smoking. No matter what it is. It's like meth. Don't smoke meth.
Would any of these cigars help your alignment for putting?
Maybe.
Maybe you could start laying them down.
I'm not quite sure.
Maybe I can make like a little trough out of cigars to the hole and I could just put it through them.
Like a big puff.
Like a canoe.
Like a canoe. Right. Right. Have a good night, folks.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor. And tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes. And our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the dude in the basement studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
podcasting.